We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
The Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend Greg Evans that I met on LinkedIn, and he's going to talk about a little bit of goal setting today, and some of his tips and tricks for goal settings, and we'll take it from there. Welcome aboard, Greg Evans.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'm very honored to be here, so thank you for the invite. I look forward to talking about goal setting and actually looking at the whole goal process in general, and in the light of that also kind of de-stressing, because I think a lot of times with goal setting, there's a lot of undue stress that gets put on to it.
So before we get started, what are your goals for 2021?
My goals for 2021. Well, one of them, I have a side hustle where I do coach. I do still have a day job, but my coaching is a side hustle. So I want to kind of see if I can help out more people. So that is one of my goals, to expand that a bit. I think beyond that, with this whole COVID thing, I want to, and it seems like things are getting better, I'm hoping to be a bit more social, a bit more outside. I think another goal, and as a fitness guy, you can probably appreciate this, is unfortunately during this last year, I let there be too much of me to love. And so I'm now kind of working on getting rid of some extra body weight. So I'm not planning on having, let's say, a beach body by summer, but I at least like to have a body that I can look at the mirror and kind of go, that's not bad versus ooh.
I've been there a long time ago, and where I couldn't look, where I didn't like myself looking in the mirror every single morning. And it's kind of a creepy feeling. My goals for 2021 is I want to read 25 books this year, which is the most that I've ever tried to read so far. Last year I got to, I think, 22 books read. I'm hoping, so far I've read one book so far, but I was almost close. I think I was almost halfway done this, my second book, when the book was due, and then somebody else borrowed the book from the library. So I've been waiting for that. And it's like, really, interrupt my book, come on. and currently the book I'm reading right now, I'm almost done with it. It's like this much left in the book, like really teensy tiny bit. It's like the last 50 pages.
Oh, I get that.
And I think one of my other goals is just increase my podcast listenerships and subscribers and email subscribers, and just be probably be on at least 100 podcasts before the end of the year on a guest appearances. So I already got to 50, so I'm at the halfway
mark. Wow.
That goal just keeps climbing.
Well, why not? Hey, if you know, that's one of the things I like to tell people with goals is, you know, kind of maybe jumping ahead, but I like to kind of keep my eye on, and usually recommend people keep your goals on the low end, because that way they're fairly easy to achieve. And then you can just bump it up, because in my opinion, it's always easier to keep the goal low, achieve it, and then increase it versus having it too high to begin with. And you start feeling like a failure because you're not achieving it. So there you go. You're already halfway there. So now you can go, yeah, we'll get that 100. And then once we get to 90 or so, you just kind of know, okay, I'll bump it up to whatever number you feel like you can, is reasonable for you.
Yeah.
So just to you.
Like for me, I know if I, I knew like the last few years I've been like doing maybe 10, maybe 15 books during the year. And so, and I've been doing like that for back to back years. So I needed to bump up my goal a little bit more. And just because like, if I'm reading like 20 books so far in the last past 3 years of setting these reading goals, how about I try it for 25? And so I still like reading, but I'm going to hold myself accountable to a goal because I enjoy reading. But I also kind of enjoyed like, okay, well, look, I'm reading a lot of books in a year and because I want to, not just because it's like somebody's making me read for school. I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will get be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I can. I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
True, that is. It's nicer when it is you that wants to do it versus being told you have to do it. There's that internal motivation, which is a lot easier.
Do you ever find for yourself that you get bummed out when you don't reach a goal?
Yes, I've had that a number of times where I give myself a goal and then I get disappointed because I didn't achieve it. That's one of the reasons why a few different things I've done. One of the things I've done is try and make the goal as small and as simple as possible. That way, it's a lot more easier to achieve. Like one thing I like to do is more instead of focusing on the big goal, I like to focus on making it real small, make it real easy. If possible, even have it, the goal I achieved today, something I can achieve today. So that way already by the end of the day, I can go, hey, I feel good about myself because I've already achieved it. So like say, example, you're trying to read books. I'm trying to read a bit more. I recently took a mini speed reading course. And I was impressed because during it, they gave you a little test to see how much you increased. And I went from roughly 230 words a minute to 330 words a minute. And with the same level, if not more comprehension. And so to me, it's like, okay, well, here we go. Now that I've got a goal to that, I can say, okay, I couldn't read a full book in a day, but I can maybe say, okay, well, I will read a chapter a day. And now that I've taken that speed reading, I'm not necessarily a speed reader, but I can at least read faster now. And so it's easier for me to achieve the goal. So my thing is can keep it easy, keep it simple, keep it small, and keep it to a few. A lot of times we also have the problem of giving ourselves too many goals, and then you get overwhelmed. And so I recommend people finding their why, finding their passion, finding what's crucially important to them, and then keep your goals to that.
I definitely attest to that. I definitely agree with to that because there was about 2 years ago, like around 2019-ish, I started a lot of projects, and I started and stopped and started and stopped. It took me literally pretty much until now to catch, well, until pretty much at the ending of last year to catch up on all of them. And I'm like, I'm never doing that again.
Well, quite understandable. And it's easy to do. I've done it before too. I've had those where you just get all those goals and it just takes a lot longer than you expect it'll take, or life gets in the way, or, you know, you're dreaming a little, maybe a little too high. One thing I like to tell people is that there's two level of, you know, there's goals and dreams. And goals, I tell people, make it simple, make it easy, make it something you can quickly achieve. But the dream is like your bedroom wall poster. Like, you know, when you're a kid or something and you had like rock bands or cars or sports teams or whatever. If you have those goals.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
It's like, okay, keep that, you know, if you want to become like a major professional athlete or a rock musician or own this next car, keep that as a poster on the wall. Every now and then you look at it, but focus on the goal, because if you keep looking at the dream and you don't make it, then all of a sudden you feel bad about yourself. You may end up having shame that you enters your life. Much better to keep the goal smaller, achieve it, and then get that confidence to keep moving.
So what is your why when you set your goals?
My why? Well, one of the big things that I've, you know, I like science and I like to study science. One of the things that really interested me in recently is that they've discovered that if you want to be happy, be charitable, be giving, give to people, serve people. And so that has become one of my big whys, is it's both to make the world a better place. It's one of my big passions. I want to make the world a better place, but it also has a little bit of a self-seeking aspect. The more I make the world a better place, the happier I am, because I am making the world a better place. And so that's been one of my big thoughts of, and one reason why I like coaching. I actually do a little bit of charity work with my coaching. Granted, it's through a charity organization, but this way I'm making the world a better place for people. I'm trying to see what I can do to help people along. So I'm hoping with this podcast that when people listen, they may walk away going, you know what? I feel a bit better about my life. I now know I can shave off maybe some of those goals that I shouldn't have had. I should maybe make some of those goals a little bit easier. I should definitely make sure I fit them into my whys. What would you say are some of your whys, Jimmy? I'm kind of curious, what are some of your whys?
For me, I would say my whys would be, I'm like you, I want to make the world a better place. I also, I know for myself, I want to feel accomplished instead of just kind of going to the 9-to-5 job, like just doing a normal thing like everyone. I want something more in life. I want not to be like a super famous celebrity. I want to just to do something different. I want to be creative. I want to keep making podcasts. I want to keep making blog posts. Maybe write my own book one day. That would be nice. Just to say I did it, not become like a world, like a an author for a living. I just want to, like, oh yeah, I wrote my own book. That'd be nice to say.
Okay, so you're saying that a lot of your whys are just that success, feeling like you've made it, achievements, of just proud of yourself and proud of your achievements. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this. At the end of the day, like when you look back on your day, what are those things that for you make you feel like, hey, this is a success today? I feel like a success. What are those things that bring that out in you?
I think one of those feelings would be it is everything that just goes smoothly. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, before this podcast, there was a podcast directory that my like a podcast platform for a crazy fitness guy that I haven't updated their profile cover photo for it, and like one of my cover photos, I have a white background, but then of course the company for the platform uses a white text. And so I was like thinking, it's like, well, how can, like, so instead of using, I didn't want to use their I didn't want to use their default look because it doesn't go with my branding. And so I was like, well, how can I get this? How can I still use their white font and my white background? And then I came up with a really great idea, but just to put a dark overlay over it. And it's like, that's the quickest thing I've ever came up with in a very short amount of time. And it's like, yay, that's an accomplishment for me, because sometimes I might suck. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions, like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long, but thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices. Apple.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. I feel like really annoyed, and it's like, this is not working. And I kind of just shut down on everything. And I know some people might find that like really weird about me, but it is, I get kind of overwhelmed when something doesn't go the way I want it to go. And then instead of just taking a step back, I kind of just like shut down, and I just kind of have my own little tantrum in my room.
Well, that makes sense. I'm the same way. If things don't go my way, I'm not very skilled with technology. I know that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you get a podcast right now. So I give you kudos for having one. I know technology is not one of my strong suits, so that's part of why I haven't pursued it myself. So I give you kudos there. But I think that's great that, you know, you can see that, you know, the daily achievement, you know, like you achieved that one thing by being creative. But I think there's also value in being able to forgive oneself and to being able to grace oneself and to be able to That's one of the reasons I'm big into mindfulness of non-judgment. I think it's easy to start judging ourselves. I have a long history of being angry at myself, of being very critical of myself. And by utilizing mindfulness and being non-judgmental and just kind of looking at life and looking at facts, like a scientist, like looking at a situation as a scientist and pulling away the emotion, pulling away the judgment and just letting it be what it is, it's helped me a lot in not judging myself and just kind of going, because like I said, technology is a weak point for me. So it's easy for me to quickly get frustrated and quickly get my emotion and my stress level high. So it's easy. So when I start getting to those areas, I try and go, okay, let's relax. Let's be mindful. And then just kind of be able to smile at myself and go, okay, I'm entering a weak point of mine. So I'm probably not going to do as well as maybe someone's like you, Jimmy. You've got a podcast. So you've already further along than I am on this whole technology thing.
Well, I've been using technology for many, many years. My brother taught me, my dad taught me. But then after a while, I started tinkering around with a lot of it. And Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day. So even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you, use the link below. And yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information. And which kind of impressed me, because I got better, I got more experience than my brother and my father. And so then now I'm teaching them stuff. And it's like, now, and unfortunately, that has some repercussions because now they always look at me for tech advice. And it's like, gee, when did I become a Geek Squad for you? Oh, am I allowed to say that? Whoops.
Understandable. My brother actually works for Geek Squad, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, I'm just curious if they're to use their name. Whoops. Doo-doo.
Yeah, it's interesting, the whole trademark laws and stuff. Yeah. I think you're fine.
It's not like I'm using it.
Yeah.
But yeah, but for me, it's just like, even though I know quite a bit of technology, I always know that there's someone out there that knows a lot more than me. For instance, my one of my friends that I play video games with him on the weekend, online video games, and he can literally turn like so many different computer stuff and TV stuff into tablets, and he knows how to fix computers, etc., and he knows what goes on in the whole inside of it. I kind of know exactly some things on the inside of the computer, but I'm more of a software kind of person. I can never touch the inside of a computer. I actually did look inside of one, and that was my very, very old. Wasn't very old. It was like a year old Toshiba computer.
Hmm.
Yeah. Note to self, don't ever get another one of those. Long story. And don't even bother asking them that story.
No problem.
But yeah, even something like me, it's just too much. I kind of like to think of it as like information overload. It's just like so much stuff going on in my head, and it's like, where do I listen to? I don't know. Too many thoughts.
Oh, I get that. I have not been officially diagnosed with ADHD, but I've had people who are a lot more knowledgeable about it than I am dummy. You know, you probably really have that. And so I've kind of just come to the acceptance that that's probably what's going on. So I get the whole brain bouncing everywhere. And so it is tricky. That's one of the reasons I also like the whole mindfulness meditation thing, because I, you know, I need to learn how to, okay, I need to get my brain focused. So I do hear you there. I can't tell you how many times I've like even left a meditation session going, well, that was a waste. My brain was about 20 places before I left.
So how do you get your brain to refocus on stuff that you're, what you're focusing on?
Well, some of the tricks I use, one is, you know, what I call mini meditations, where while trying to just relax my mind, relax my body, just take a deep breath. I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Andrew Huberman. I think I'm hopefully pronouncing his name right. He's got a podcast also. But I was listening to him on a different podcast, Lewis House, and he was talking about the importance of, or not Lewis House, but Rick Roll, I think the guy's name. I may have it wrong. But he's talking about taking two deep breaths in and then one out, and how that kind of helps reset you. So instead of just one slow deep breath in, take one, pause slightly, take another, and then exhale. And so I use that, and then just to try and mentally tell my body to relax. And then to help focus, one of the things that I've tried to also do is try and be curious about it. A lot of times we have to do things that are kind of boring. One of the things I thought was interesting is that I believe the human being can speak roughly around 150 words a minute, probably a little bit more than that. I think it's around 200 now. About it, but we can understand around 400 words a minute. So that means in a normal conversation, our brains are moving faster than the conversation is. So one of the things I've learned to do, or I'm learning to do, I'm not perfect at this yet, is be curious. So while we're doing this, I like asking myself questions. It's like, okay, well, what's Jimmy thinking right now? Is there a deeper meaning to that? Is there a way I can launch off that? Should I maybe go back to something else we said that maybe is a bit more interesting, that maybe be more beneficial to his audience? And so that's one of the things I would recommend you and any of the listeners to.
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Load Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to exclusive members, private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I can. I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the links in the show notes, and see which plan is right for you.
If you're struggling to become focused, find ways to be curious. Ask questions to yourself about whatever it is that you're doing. Another thing I sometimes do is I just can't find it interesting is I try and maybe set a little mini reward or a tiny reward. It doesn't have to be anything big. It's like I'm drinking a cup of coffee. It could be, you know, I'll get a cup of coffee afterwards. Or it could be, you know, as soon as I'm done with this, I'll play some video games, you know, whatever it is. But those are a number of the tools that I use.
Like for me, I try to at the end of the day, before I go to bed or before going to karate on Zoom, I try to read my book because I want to. And for me, I know I can't play video games during the week, or I'm never going to ever do any of my other stuff because I've seen that happen. you should have saw when I first tried, when I first started my website, I thought I could write and watch Netflix at the same time. You probably can figure out how well that went over.
Yeah. I'm doing things like that too. No, it doesn't work.
I was like, here's how to be unproductive during the day. I was like, oh, let me just watch a few minutes of it. A few minutes turns into a few hours.
Yeah, you know a lot about the TV show, but little about what you're trying to accomplish. Yeah.
I was like, Jimmy, what are you going to write? I was writing about something. I got the first 100 words.
Well, that's good though. But it sounds like you've been able to do it during the week of like, you know, you like reading. So reading can be a bit of a reward. So that's why it's something to kind of put in the back of your brain. So you keep focused on things of like, oh, later in the day I get to read. So let's get this done so I can feel accomplished. And then I get to do that enjoyable thing later. I do hear you about video games. Back in the day, I could easily sit down for 8 hours and not even eat. I wouldn't even eat. So I'll know I'm hungry, but I'm like, I'm having too much fun. I'll eat later.
Yeah, I know what you mean because, like, I think I've spent around, like, maybe probably 8 hours a day literally on video games when I was growing up. And I'm not saying that's, like, I sound pathetic or anything, but I really hated school growing up. And so it was my escape. And so, and I mean, I don't hate school now because I'm in college and I want to study what I want to study, but I don't want to, but it's just my escape. Since I got to control like a character's, I don't know, for an online game, let's just say I got to control a character's destiny or future or whatever I'm doing in the game. And it's like, where I can kind of control what I'm doing, like studying in college, but I only have so much control I have in studying. Like I might have to do some major requirements for my major, and it's like, can't wait for this class to be over.
Oh, I understand. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what's your plans with college?
I'm studying media studies, which can help me get into either being a motivational speaker. They categorize on a public speaking, but I basically call it motivational speaking. And then it could also lead me into book publishing, copywriting, sports broadcaster. So I have many different fields I could travel down, if one doesn't work out. And I'm currently still in my community college because I've been taking 1 to 2 classes a semester because my brain can only handle so much information. And this semester I'm only taking 1 because there's a lot of limitations in some of the classes I have to take, and some of them are like hands-on, and it's like, well, how do you do that over Zoom? Right, you don't.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you know, yeah, there's some lab classes. Okay, how do you do a lab class over Zoom? Yeah.
Yeah, and then so I'm kind of, and so, and this one teacher I'm taking, he's like taking like 10 different classes. He's teaching like 10 of the same classes, and I'm like, okay, what happened to the other teachers? And the other times that other classes were meeting was that it's either I had karate at night, karate during the day. And then it just didn't match up with anything else on my schedule. So I'm like, okay, I'm taking 1 this semester. Fine. So it's not like I really had a choice. I was like, okay, I'm going to roll with it since it didn't meet up with them my other times. So whatever.
Well, I hear you, but this is one of the things that, you know, I encourage you now, and I'm glad to hear that. One of the things when I talk to people about goals, kind of going back to the goal thing, is a lot of times we get caught up in having too many goals, or we have goals because society expects it. Well, society says you have to do this. Society says, you know, well, this is how you go to college. You know, society says this is how you get into media. This society says this is how you do a podcast. Instead of going, okay, well, what is it to you? What matters to you? At the end of the day, who are you? And so I think a lot of times it's best to kind of question, why are we doing what we're doing? And, you know, you talk about doing a lot of karate, and I take it that you probably are doing that. It's a source of peace for you, I would imagine. It's a source of accomplishment, source of exercise.
That's for sure. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Like, I've seen how colleges say, like, okay, well, part-time is, I don't even know, like, part-time, I think it's like maybe three or four classes at a time. I think it's like three classes at a time or something like that. I could be wrong. I don't remember off the top of my head, nor did I really. I looked at when I first started, but it's been a long semester. It's been a long, long time since I remember. But then it's always like this, like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. And for me, it's like, I graduate when I graduate. I started 3 years after high school because I, like I said, I didn't like school, so I took 3 years off of school to try something different. First year, I took completely off because I needed something different in my life, and then when I got to and then when I finally enrolled in college, pretty much in the fall of 2015, and I've been there ever since. So I've been there almost six years, which, yeah, I know that might be a long time, but for me, you know, I'll graduate when I graduate. It's my time. And who knows, maybe in that time I'll be a successful motivational speaker and I'll start making some money and touring around the world for all I know.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing is, I mean, to a degree, you already are being a motivational speaker. Here you are with your podcast. You're being a source of encouragement to people, letting them know, hey, you know, you can pursue your dreams. You can pursue your passions, and your passions don't have to fit what society says they have to be. Here you are, example, I've been in college for 6 years. Who says that you have to be in college at any other pace than the one you feel is right for you?
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
At the Coca-Cola Company, Keurig Dr. Pepper, and PepsiCo, some of our bottles can be remade in a whole new way. Using 100% recycled plastic. New bottles using no new plastic except the caps and labels. Learn more at madetoberemade.org.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a book or read a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. No, but I think it's on my reading list on Goodreads, so I'm hoping to get to it.
Well, I do recommend it. One of the things that really jumped out to me, there's some things that are like, but there's some things that really jumped out to me. One of them that he brings up is the 4-hour work week. He says, you know, there's people who work 70-hour weeks and they make millions of dollars a year, but they don't really get to enjoy it until they're like 70 years old when they retire. And he's like, well, wouldn't you rather make a lot less money, but say, you know, make, I don't know, 50,000, but you can live off of it and you only work, say, 20 hours a week, but then you get to enjoy your life. And I'm like, you know, that really does make an important point. And so that's one of the things when I talk to people about goals is, okay, do you really want this goal? Why are you doing this goal? Are you doing it because society says you should do it? Because there's those infamous, they say this is what you should do, or this is what you're supposed to do. Or is this genuinely to who you are, to who your passion is, to who, what your interest is? You know, if you're more interested in, you know, mile railroads and you can make, you know, a living doing it, but barely, you know, if you have to scrape by, but it makes you happy, then do that. You know, why necessarily do these other things just because society says so, or your parents say so, or your friends say so? So anyway.
I also agree with that too, because I used to work 90 plus hours a week on my website when I was in WordPress. Again, for those who, you probably have heard me say this on some of my guest speaking podcasts, it's not a bash against WordPress. It's just I don't know development. I'm not a web designer, so everything that was breaking was either my fault or a third-party developer's fault. And I mean that plural. There's many developers on that platform. So I'm not naming any names. But it just was not the right fit for me. I just want to clarify that so that no one sues me. but yeah, I think that there's too many... I feel like I said to my parents, I bet you after this this pandemic, a lot of companies are going to start realizing that maybe we don't need to be open 24/7. Like for instance, there's a bowling alley that I go to occasionally before the pandemic, and they're literally open 24/7. I was like, who's bowling at 4 o'clock in the morning? And I was like, I know I'm not. And I was like, that'd be cool. And I was like, it might be cool to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning if you're up that early, but no one should ever wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, even for bowling. I don't think I could, but for me, it's just like, yeah, I think it would be, companies will start realizing like, okay, who's going to the grocery store at 12 midnight? Maybe that makes sense for somebody in New York City. Yes. Okay. Let's say they work all during the day, but that's their time that they can have to go to the grocery store. But I don't think it makes sense for something around Pennsylvania because all the restaurants close about pretty much like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So we need to rethink some of these things.
Well, I agree. And I think that as individuals, we need to rethink things. I think a lot of times we, you know, I think almost everyone at some point in their life, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of us, you know, here I've said at points in our life, oh, I'm just so busy. And I can be very guilty of saying, oh, I'm just so busy. I got so much to do. And one of the things I've realized is, you know what, if I shave off some of those goals, if I, you know, delegate, you know, I've got a couple of kids. So I'm like, okay, well, we need to learn how to do things anyway. So sometimes it's like, okay, I'm training you to do things, but some of it's, you know, just delegation. It's like, okay, you've been on your computer playing games for 3 hours. You can do part of this while I've been running around the house cleaning. And they need to learn how to do it anyway. But I think a lot of times we give ourselves too many goals. We give ourselves too much work. I'm not a minimalist, but I actually do see the value of it. I've learned that if you have a smaller house, you have less rooms to clean, you have less things to take care of. So the less you own, the less you have to take care of. I was reading recently that, I don't know if this is true, but supposedly a lot of people at their places of work, if they were given a choice between less hours or more pay, they would actually choose less hours. I know in my day job, a lot of my coworkers, when overtime ever shows up, what they take is they don't take the pay, they take the extra time off. And so that's one of the things I recommend people to do is maybe you should shave some of those goals off. Maybe you get rid of some things. Maybe you should find ways of delegating things. If you have spare money, why not, hire someone to do something?
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information.
I end up getting in a situation where I have some spare cash. I may end up hiring the local kid to mow my lawn instead of me doing it so I can free up some time.
I know for myself, I've been, my goal for, I'm not, it's not even like a goal. It's just kind of a saying I wouldn't say I created, but I've learned from somewhere. But work smarter, not harder. So I've been trying to do that. So I admit a lot of some of the stuff that I do for Crazy Fitness Guy. Their social media accounts is pretty much automated. I still post on their behalf on their accounts manually. On Twitter sometimes and Facebook periodically, but other times I just let it run because I have a lot of stuff that I scheduled in the queue, and I just let it go out because, well, one, it's easy for me. Two, I got to have a presence. I wanted to build a brand. I didn't want to build just, hey, I'm going to call it Jimmy Clare's website, and Jimmy Clare's not that interesting. I mean, sometimes and sometimes not. But I didn't want a website off of just jimmyclare.com. Somebody probably already has that. And somebody should give that to me. Trademark my own name.
I hear you. Well, I don't know if you can trademark your name, but the nice thing with the Crazy Fitness Guy is, let's say you do keep getting successful and you get to build that brand, you get to a point where you need to start hiring people. The nice thing is, depending where the business goes, if you get to a point, say, you get to near the end of your life and you have some employees and things are working well, you can sell the business. Because if you have the Jimmy Clare business, it's going to be a lot harder to sell it because Jimmy Clare is walking away. So it's like, okay, well, now who runs it? Versus if it's Crazy Fitness Guy, you can kind of go, hey, I hired a couple people who are crazily into fitness too. And you know what? Here you go. You can now buy the company off of me. You can retire off of it. So I have Greg Evans coaching. So to me, and every now and then in the back of my head, I'm like, maybe I need to change my name because I know other coaches, they have elite fit, elite coaching or whatever. Well, if they hire another coach or expand, they can actually sell the business. I'm kind of SOL.
For me, one of my other goals this year was just to finish stuff that I started. And so if I start something new, I'm going to finish it before I start anything else new. So that way it doesn't just pile up, because I did not like the feeling where I had to, there was literally at the end of 2019, I was going to take a 2-week vacation. I pretty much worked the whole vacation and I was like, I don't feel like coming back, but I did anyway, because I know I will just pretty much let myself down. And even though I probably have never really talked about my brand with my sensei in karate much, because, because of COVID and he's just super busy and everything, or if I might have mentioned a few times to him, he's basically literally like the real life Yoda from Star Wars. And even if I never told him that I gave up on it, he'll just know somewhere deep down and just looking at me is like, you gave up. And even if he might not say it that way, he'll just say something's off with Jimmy. Yeah. And he'll just know. And he always knows.
Well, it's wonderful having people like that in our lives. And that's one thing I definitely encourage everyone to do, is to find those people in your lives who can see, who know you and can speak into your life and kind of go, something's up, So, yep. So I'm happy to hear that you have that.
So what do you coach people about, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, my main areas, I would say, are one, are negative emotions. Negative emotions people feel, whether it's shame, guilt, frustration, anger, stress, what have you. So I deal a lot with that. I also deal with goals. And so a lot of it is, okay, let's go with goal achievement. But I also like to really do is, okay, let's reanalyze your goals to make sure these are goals you actually want to achieve. I think a lot of times we give ourselves goals that we like, oh, I really want this. And then we end up getting it and then discover, well, we didn't really want it. And I think the other thing is there a lot of times we get so hung up on the goals that we forget to enjoy life now. I think a lot of times people get so hung up on that, I brought up earlier about, the people who work, 70-hour weeks and they're making millions of dollars, but they don't get to enjoy it until they retire, versus the guy who's maybe only making $50,000 a year, but he only works 20 hours a week and he's enjoying his life now. Yeah. So to me, I like to challenge people. It's like, okay, is this really making you happy? Is this really satisfying your whys, your passions, your interests, your values? And so a lot of times I want people to really reconsider is that goal really right for you? Is that goal really realistic? Is that goal really the best? And it's okay to question our goals. And it's okay, you're not a failure to say, that goal maybe wasn't the right goal for me. So that's a lot of what I like to do is just...
I am what you call an indie podcaster. If I run out of money, there's nobody backing Crazy Fitness Guy. How you can support Crazy Fitness Guy is becoming a premium subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. Our first plan is called Low Crazy. You'll get 100% ad-free content with zero sponsorships and zero commercials. The second plan we have is called Crazy. For $3.99 a month, you get access to the full episodes for the full library archives, early access to the shows, all episodes are ad-free, shout-outs on the show, and you will be helping support our mission, and all the episodes are unedited. For the next plan, if you go year-long for $30 a year, they're extremely crazy. You'll get everything in the crazy plan, plus you'll get access to our exclusive members' private Facebook group, and bonus ask me about anything episodes, and you get to suggest topics for the show in the Facebook group. So if that, so if you want to help support Crazy Fitness Guy, there's three plans starting at $2.99 a month, going up to $30 a year. So it's $2.99. The next plan that is up is $3.99, and then $30 a year. So thank you for all your support for the years, and I hope I can. I'm looking forward to continue making content just for you. Thank you. To become a premium podcast subscriber, click the link in the show notes and see which plan is right for you.
People rethink things. So whether it be new emotions or goals, but then to be that accountability source, to be the encouragement, to be that Yoda, that Gandalf, who can be there and kind of go, okay, you know what? And that's where I kind of like Yoda and Gandalf. They push their, you know, they push Luke, they push Frodo, they push the people. They say, no, you're the hero of the story. I'm only here to be that source of encouragement, to be that guy, to kind of like your sensei, to Geisha go, ah, okay, something is wrong. We need to talk about this and square your wound back, get you back on the path. Okay, now you know you can do it. I'm here to be your cheerleader, to support you on, and to help you know that you already have that talent, that ability, that skill, or at least you are on the path of getting it.
Yeah, like I know, for like even if it was like not even a one-on-one conversation, and with my sensei, like sometimes at the end of classes, my Joshis, which is one level below a sensei, they talk about they leave you with some encouragement, and just to keep doing some, trying to improve a little bit better each time when you leave the mat. And so I always listen to every single word that they say, because I know I could apply it to pretty much my whole life, and how I can make it just a little bit better. And you know, when you were just saying about some of these extra goals that we set on ourselves, do you think it kind of has to do something along the lines of social media a little bit? Because you see, I don't know if this is how you feel, but you know how you might have that friend who shows up in the news feed and is like, hey, look, I'm doing this. And then you kind of like, I'm jealous and I don't get to do that. And I read somewhere, I think it was in when I first started blogging, and then it showed up later again when later on in my blogging career, and they talked about, don't compare yourself to others. And it's like where your website is at right now, it's where it's supposed to be. And it's like, for them, they already past that milestone, but you're going to pass that milestone. You just can't compare yourself to others, because, well, if you compare yourself to others, then you're saying, well, you're not being different. You're being the same old, and I was like, I should stop comparing myself to others.
That is a huge thing, and I think that is a notable problem with social media. You know, I've pulled back on my more of my, the social end of the social media, where it's more about just me and my fun and my interest. The social media I now mainly do is LinkedIn, and it's business related. But I do think that is a lot of it. We see people who are having more of an interesting lifestyle. Like, I've moved into Instagram a bit, and sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm not a huge car enthusiast, but I enjoy cars. And so that I watch, you know, I've got a few people I follow, and they drive really nice cars. And it's like, okay, now I'm having my beat up little Ford, you know, and I'm like, you know, so it's easy to do that. So one of the things that I also like to teach about is what I call the positivity of now. If people see any of my posts on LinkedIn or my comments, it's something I frequently go back to. And that is, you know, focus on gratitude, focus on the things you can enjoy in life now. And so that's one of the things I would challenge people to do it, is right now, right this second, what's something you can enjoy? Right now, I'm having a great conversation with Jimmy. I'm growing. I'm learning. Here's a guy who has experiences and knowledge that I don't have, and I'm going to walk away learning things. I'm going to walk away going, you know what? He's got that Yoda in his life. You know, do I have that Yoda in my life? Well, I kind of do, but he's pretty busy. Maybe I need to pursue that a bit more. Jimmy got me thinking. And I can enjoy that. I've got a nice cup of coffee that I'm enjoying. I'm sitting in a fairly warm room in a nice chair, focusing on the positivity of now, focusing on that gratitude. Doesn't mean you still can't have those goals. You should, to help push you along. But focus on the gratitude of now. There's a lot that we can be happy about.
And I can attest to this, that I have a lot of people. I'm in a part of a lot of different Facebook groups on Facebook. I didn't know why I just said that. That was a really bad sentence. But I'm in a lot of groups, and I've seen a lot of people who is doing a lot of, I have some friends in the groups that have been pushing me and motivating me and keep going and everything, which is great to have the accountability. And I've had sometimes I felt like I'm not where I'm supposed to be because they have like success in A, B, C, and D. I kid you not, this one person, she has like her own radio show. She has her own TV show. She has multiple books out there. And I'm like, does she ever sleep? Is she like a vampire? Or and it's like, she's always doing something. But I know for myself that I had to dial back my train of thought a little bit, because she's always been proud of me of how I've been doing. She's invited me back on her podcast multiple times so far. Like I had, like she created a new podcast recently for just health and nutrition that she wants me on next week to record with her. And I was like, so I guess I'm doing something right if she wants me back. I've been trying to kind of, like, I kid you not, I've taken pretty much every social media app off of my phone because I use all this social media management tools, a lot of them. I kept LinkedIn, and I only kept Instagram, but I posted the stories on there, but that's pretty much it. I took Facebook off because it just drained the crap out of my battery. And I was like, well, my phone usually lasts like a day and pretty much like probably like pretty much sometimes two full days, sometimes even more. I mean, a little bit less depending on how much I use it. But when I saw the whole big battery drain on Facebook, and it's like, yeah, no thanks. I like my phone battery. I need it when I know I'm not going anywhere because I'm because of this pandemic, but I need it for marketing purposes. That I'm just bored and I'm just going to drain the battery.
Well, going back to something you said earlier, you talked about, you know, being part of those Facebook groups and seeing that some people are further along. And, you know, like I do coaching on the side, and it's, you know, so it's pretty much a flooded market. But so there's a lot of us. And so it's easy for me to see people that are further ahead or more successful or doing it better, doing it right. And one of the things I had to get to a point of looking at myself is going, okay, I need to look back. And at the end of the day, each one of us, no matter who we are, ends up looking in the mirror alone. And we need to be able to look back and look at the person and like the person's looking back at us. And so one of the things that I've learned to really do is I say, you know what? I can't compare myself to others. I need to look at me. I have my own skill set. I have some areas that I have weaknesses, and I may have some areas that have more weaknesses than others. Life, unfortunately, isn't fair. Some of us have more weaknesses than others. But the point is just, okay, judgment of myself off. No judging myself. Can I like myself? Can I enjoy myself? Let's look at things about ourselves that we like, and then we can then celebrate and we can enjoy. And it doesn't matter if anyone else celebrates or likes it. We can like it ourselves. You know, I can sit and listen to a podcast about Tolkien. They'll go into, you know, one page of Tolkien and talk for 3 hours, and I can enjoy it. And I know other people, they'd rather get a root canal, and I respect that. And so, but the thing is, at the end of the day, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, and it's like, can you like that person? If you can't, then that's something we need to work on. So instead of looking at ourselves and comparing ourselves, well, their podcast is better, bigger, or better, or their coaching is bigger or better. It's like, you know what? Can I enjoy where I'm at today? Can I be happy with what I've done? You know, one of the things I also try and remind people with goals is one of the big complications of goals is it's best, if at all possible, to not have a goal that has anyone else involved. You know, it's one thing I remember listening to a guy, Dr. Neil Anderson, years ago. And one of the things that really stood out that he talked about is if you have a goal that involves anyone else, that other person can block your goal. Whether they're intending to do that or not, that's a side subject. Say, you know, you're a car salesman. Well, who can block your goal? The customer can. Any customer you have can block your goal. You could have done the best sales thing you have. You could have the best car in town, and you just have the wrong client, the wrong customer, or the person who's not interested, or they don't have the money. And I've had times where people are pitching to me, and I'm like, I don't have the money for what your services are. So, it doesn't matter how great sales you are. I don't have my phone on loud. I apologize about that. So anyway, that's one of the things I want to encourage people is when you look at your goals, if your goal has someone else, you may want to reconsider that and see if you can restructure it so that it doesn't necessarily have someone else. Because like, say, you want to have a bigger podcast. Well, what do you need? You need a bigger audience. Well, you can't, you know, we can't force anyone to listen to us. As a coach, I can't force anyone to become my client. So a lot of times at the end of the day, I have to kind of go, okay, well, did I get another client? No. Well, to the best of my ability and the best of my knowledge, did I do the best I could today with what I know? Yes. Okay. Well, then I did the best I could.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree with that. Like for me, back to the person real quick, she, like the person I've been telling you about, she told me when I saw her that she told me about this cool campaign that was going on social media, and how this company would put my name on in Times Square in New York City. And so, and I was like kind of thinking to us, and I was like thinking, it's like, wow, this person who's a lot more successful than I am is telling me a very cool opportunity. So she gave me the link and everything to this campaign. So I did it, and my name was actually featured in Times Square in New York City. And as I even posted that in some of my groups on Facebook, and I said to them, I asked them, like, does that mean I'm famous yet? Or do I have to do something really, really dumb?
Sometimes it is that we're doing something really dumb, you know. There's a whole shape that press is bad press, but I don't know if that's necessarily entirely true.
I think I'll just stick with the to be really famous and for public speaking, not to be really, really dumb.
You there.
Yeah, exactly. So before we wrap up, where can people find you?
Well, the best place to find me is LinkedIn. That's kind of where I hang out. So I'm Greg Evans Coaching. So if you just look up Greg Evans Coaching or hashtag Greg Evans Coaching, you'll find me there. I am kind of branching out a little bit into Instagram. So once again, Greg Evans Coaching, you can find me there on Instagram. But LinkedIn is really my home. So I recommend people checking me out there.
And do you have your own website too?
That I have not branched into. It's been one of those things I've been kind of going back and forth. Every day I kind of, look into my stuff and kind of go, okay, what's the wisest decision? What's the wisest path? So I've kind of been going back and forth. I was actually talking to a marketing professional even last night, and he was talking about some things that maybe you want to consider, but we'll see. It may end up happening, but at this point, I don't.
Well, if you need any recommendations, I can pass you some along.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. That's One thing I like about this whole podcasting and LinkedIn and other worlds is we all get to start knowing each other, and we're like, hey, I can, you know, give you this, I can get you that, and network and whatnot. So definitely recommend people taking advantage of networks when you can. But if I definitely do, I will definitely think of you, Jimmy. So I appreciate it.
Totally. And so guys, make sure you check out Greg Evans at LinkedIn, and I'll of course put in the show notes when this episode airs, and make sure you guys subscribe if you like this episode, and make sure you leave it a review and send it to your family and friends, because more subscribers, more people will know about this wonderful podcast. So I leave you with that piece of information. Oh, and one more thing I like to mention. I finally hit the 1500 total plays mark for this podcast. Thanks to everybody who listens and plays this podcast, because I wouldn't be where I am today without all of you guys. So shout out to everyone who listens to this wonderful podcast. And thanks again, Greg Evans, for being on.
Thank you.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details,
and you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Thanks to you, some woman will get to be poked in the ribs by a tiny little foot. Some woman will get to shop for pants with elastic waistbands and be happy about it. Thanks to you, some woman will get to carry her own child. Egg donors make motherhood possible. And at Shady Grove Fertility, we perform over 800 egg donation treatments a year. It's completely confidential, and egg donors are generously compensated for their time. Women 21 to 31 apply today at ShadyGroveFertility.com.